Hey guys, welcome to a new episode of our podcast, Explicitly Spoiled. In today's episode, we kind of wanted to continue down the path of the Amas that we started discussing two episodes ago. So if you haven't seen our first episode there, go check it out. But today we're going to continue with that, and we're going to explore the second yamas in the series of the five yamas that there are in yoga, which is the Satya one, right, Monica?
Yes, it's one of the five yamas, the virtuous restraints, and Satya is all about, it literally means truth or essence. It's about being true and honest and consistent with reality. But how are we being consistent with reality? We must be consistent with reality in one's thought and speech and also action. So I have a little introduction, and it is common knowledge that in the Hindu tradition, truth and truthfulness are considered a form of reverence to the divine. And falsehood, which is not being truthful, not retorting to the essence of things, is considered a form of sin. So also maybe a good time to mention that the motto of the Republic of India's emblem is Satyameva Jayate, which is literally translated as truth alone triumphs. So, of course, we can have an ample discussion about Satya. And the first point that I would like to make is that in order to practice Satya, we must live with clarity and openness. Because if we don't live with clarity and openness, and if we don't search for these two things, then we're not able to realize what is true. So that's probably the first step to be truthful, to live in Satya.
I guess that is also a challenge, and maybe we get to that later, right? Because living in clarity and openness isn't something, I don't think, that can be like just, oh, I'm gonna do that from tomorrow, you know what I mean? I think there's other layers, right, beneath this, and there's bigger challenges that you kind of have to face, I guess, to get to that point, right?
It varies a lot. The one of the biggest challenges in life, I think, is dealing with things being vague and unclear. If you have your car serviced, they don't know what that is. They don't know what the freaking dashboard blinking light is all about until they open it all up and break it down to pieces. And only then will they realize, if only, maybe not, what's wrong with your car. Or, you know,
Are you talking from personal experience now?
Oh, definitely. I have a car that's very sensitive. And it started to get a little bit, it started to get older and needier, so it needs special care and attention, and it messes with my life quite a bit. But it's also valid from trying to get a new job or trying to find out whether that hot guy is, you know, truly into you or not. Is he sending out mixed signals? Yeah, you need clarity. You're a fan of clarity and you hate being for things to be vague. But what can you do, right? You just have to deal with that. So, yeah. But the point is to try and search for clarity, I guess.
And I guess this is where yoga helps, right? Or steps in, so to speak, to help you in that search. I think kind of all our episodes about yoga at least sort of suggests this in a way, or like yoga helps you discover yourself. So I guess in that process, yeah, it can kind of help you gain a bit of clarity, a bit of, hey, who am I? What am I doing? Is this okay or not, right? And then hopefully, you know, leading into being open to, I don't know, different things, right?
Yeah, it's also
opportunities. Yeah.
Two different opportunities. Yeah, it's also the part of yoga that we refer to as meditation. Meditation helps us see things with more clarity and really get to the essence of things. It imprints on our brains some patterns that help us be sharper and help us focus more and more easily on the things that matter. So, of course, meditation is highly recommended. You know, in some types of yoga, focusing and finding out the truth is so important that you, while doing your physical practice, your asana practice, you have to look at one fixed spot, at something that's not moving, and become one with that spot. This is just to avoid whatever other senseless, pointless, incidental noise that will try to distract you from your practice. So it's one of the ways that we focus on finding out the truth.
Yeah, it also helps with the balance, though, like on a more physical level.
Definitely.
Or, yeah, because like when you just look at one point, I found you can actually keep your balance, or you have a better balance.
Yeah, yeah, it's one of the standard cueing that yoga teachers tell you to focus on to help with balance poses. Yeah, and moving on with the towards satya, towards finding out and practicing and telling the truth. That's the biggest challenge, right? Trying to deal with what is vague, and then. I found that one of the big challenges is also dealing with half-truths, in the sense that we might not always know the truth or the whole truth, but at the same time, we know if we are creating a falsehood or sustaining or expressing what is false. We are perfectly aware when we exaggerate. Sometimes we choose deliberately to exaggerate for the sake of storytelling, you know, for people to laugh, or, you know, for our story to be juicier and to receive better feedback. We know when we distort the truth, when we fabricate stories, and we know when we deceive. So that's how it goes for satya, I would say. And
but I guess in your examples, deceiving is, you know, it's common sense, but like it's way worse than, you know, just embellishing a story for like, oh, you know, people will like it more and they'll laugh. Or
I think
that's, you know, a very,
it's different.
Yeah, it's a very like small, innocent, let's call it, I don't know, lie, whatever, right? Versus, yeah, all the way to the other end of the spectrum of deceiving and things like that. So I don't know if satya really takes that into account, if that makes sense. So if you tell me a story that is like exaggerated, I'll be like, whatever, right? I won't necessarily think you're, you know, I won't
a bad person
against you. Yeah. But if you deceive me constantly, then yeah, that will probably have a bigger effect, right?
Yeah, it's the difference between exaggerating something for the sake of obtaining for your audience to laugh, or for your conversation partner to be more engaged and to have a reaction from them, and hiding the truth, which would be harmful. So it depends. We can play with it. We, as yogis, we try to to live in the present moment and see the present moment for what it is. I think so. It's more about satya's. It's just not only being honest in the words that we speak, but also being truthful when it comes to ourselves, I think. So being truthful about our feelings, our thoughts, our actions and ourselves. Being truthful to yourself is also something that takes quite a bit of work. And I have this thing that I'm struggling with constantly, not necessarily at the moment, but throughout my life, the point where you get tired of your own bullshit. Because you can just, I can speak, I can give a very simple and trivial example. When you have some chocolate, it's just chocolate, right? It's just a bar of chocolate. I mean, it's just 600 freaking calories. It'll be fine. It'll be fine, but ultimately this is just bullshitting yourself. So you have to realize, and you have to self-check and realize the ultimate reality of things and the proportion of things and the consequence of things. Because until we get to the point of lying to others, we lie to ourselves, and that's a quite painful endeavor, I would say.
Agreed. Although I would say that with chocolate, I'm always up to lying to myself, if that makes sense. Or whatever it is, or I don't lie to myself, because I think chocolate, like life is just sad without chocolate, if you ask me. So, yeah.
Yeah, just an example, but also this is was to mention the how we should not bullshit ourselves and how we should cut the crap when it comes to being honest to ourselves, because sometimes we tend to procrastinate what is good for ourselves and lie to ourselves in the hope that it will get, the bad things will disappear, or if time passes, they will no longer matter, and so on and so forth. So satya is not always it's not something that's directed towards others, but also towards ourselves, I would say. So because practicing satya, this principle of honesty, right, is something that can help us being true to ourselves and bringing power and authenticity to our lives. That's how I see things. My constant struggle is how much of the truth can you actually tell, and to whom? Because truth is sometimes very painful to hear, and we need to be diplomatic about it and sugarcoat it. And if we are to transpose the yoga teachings of satya into daily life, in some cases it's simply not quite possible, or it's only possible partially. So, yeah, this is my struggle. What is yours? Do you have some situations that you struggle with when it comes to telling the truth, or how do you feel about this?
Well, I think everyone has, or I would suspect everyone has. I do, so just that's a
I think
simple
so.
answer. And I agree to what you're saying. So I also think this will sound maybe a bit weird, but truth can be very individual, if that makes sense. So what is your truth, so to speak? What you feel is the truth might be, just how you're perceiving things. Obviously, that's how we kind of interact with the world. And then to your point, how much of that do you first perceive? And that goes back to knowing yourself and clarity and stuff, right? And how much of that can you articulate to other people, and to what extent? And to your point, I think it needs to be a balance, especially depending on the person you talk to, right? So say it is someone close to you, right? It is important to tell the truth, but it's I think it needs to be a balance between like telling the truth and, you know, being right or being, you know, like really hurting that person. And yeah, sometimes, you know, truth is painful, and it's uncomfortable, and that is, you know, a challenge in itself. But yeah, I think that's, you know, the balance between making sure you're honest, but maybe trying not to hurt people if you can.
I have something here that I'd really like to say. I think we owe each other the truth, especially if we are in a loving, kind relationship of friendship or partnership or marriage or parent and child relationship or whatever. We owe each other the truth because sometimes we're not able to see it. And we are right in expecting a person who loves us to unveil the truth for us. But at the same time, the point I'm trying to make is that there is always a nicer way to put the truth. There is always a super sweet, diplomatic, kind, non-hurting way of telling each other the truth. I am positive that if we just make a little effort, we can tell this truth in a shape and form that doesn't hurt the other person. It's always the case, honestly. You just have to be willing and just have to think about it. Okay, we're not responsible to manage each other's sensitivities, non-stop, and we're also responsible of checking ourselves and accepting the truth in whatever forms come form it may come. But what I'm trying to say is there's always a kind way to tell the truth. So I would really like people to be kind when they tell me the truth. I don't want to have all of these blunt and direct conversation that are shocking and that surprise me and that I don't know how to answer to. So yeah, it's not that much of a work, honestly. Let's just be kind and practice it.
I think be kind in general is probably a good idea
Yeah.
if you can.
Yeah.
And then it extends, yeah, to this as well, I guess. But you know, even if you're kind, right, sometimes you still like, or you know, you're trying this. This is like you're in the back of your mind, hey, you know, I don't want to hurt anyone or whatever. I think sometimes it can still be a challenge, right? Depending also on how the other person will react. You might not even, you know, realize sometimes how they will react, right? Because you're different people. So, yeah.
You know, it's when we speak about Satya and practicing this principle of honesty, sometimes we also need to think about the hard time that we will have after telling the truth and about the negative consequences of our telling the truth. I can think of a very recent example in my professional life, in my career, where I could have told the entire truth and the negative consequences that would have to be faced. It was not me who would have to face them, but another person. So maybe for the sake of that, and for the sake of letting bygones be bygones and protecting someone, I chose to not disclose the entire truth. This is a very personal choice. And I think part of being a yogi and practicing the yamas and the niyamas is about struggling and being challenged. What do you do? Because there's always nothing's easy, right? Imagine how life would be if we were all of us were just about, telling the truth and oh, you look so tired today. Did you have a rough night? You look like shit. You need to, you probably didn't get much sleep last night, did you? And what kind of truth is that? Is it beneficial to the other person? Does it have any sense into it? Maybe not. So if
Yeah.
the consequences are not ideal and if they don't help the other person grow, maybe that is Satya as well. a difference to
Yeah.
it, a declination of
Yes.
it.
I think so. And yeah, it would be lovely if we could all be these enlightened beings all the time, right? And practice everything and be, yeah, just at peace and, you know the whole truth, speak the whole truth, and so on. But yeah, we're not.
Yeah.
So yeah, I think yoga helps a bit for sure, to get to a more enlightened state. And it's a lifetime work, so to speak. And I guess, it's kind of something that David also made the point in our last episode. So if you guys haven't seen that, go watch it, because he's, it's not us saying, we're not me, I'm not even a teacher, but it's him saying, who's been a teacher for a long, long time and has been practicing yoga, well, a long, long time as well, and we'll stay with him for life, for sure.
For me, what I have found out in my years of yoga practice and yoga studies is that things will fall into place and the right things will come to you as you practice yoga. Remember also about David. Remember he said at some point that if you practice yoga, you will also end up kind of craving the right foods, the more nutritious ones, and staying away from the ones that are just junk food. But this is something that comes gradually and also naturally. You don't have to strive for it, you don't have to force it. So eventually you'll also end up finding things that are natural and nutritious, not gross, but rather, preference. So my point here is that gradually, we gravitate towards satya, towards the yamas, towards the niyamas. We gravitate towards the truth, and we feel like shit when we are not able to champion the truth and when we are not able to represent those core values that yoga is bringing. So, if our heart is into practicing yoga with all of what it takes and all of what it means, then we're gonna make it. We're gonna eventually practice as much as we can from all of the yamas and the niyamas. So if we're there, everything will come. It's also valid for satya, I would say.
Yeah, absolutely agreed. And I think more on the, because I think this is maybe not spiritual, but it is more on the, let's say, emotional side of things, right? But more on the, like, physical, let's say, side of things, I think. So when you are on the mat, practicing, right, yoga, I feel like satya is also obviously being truthful to yourself. But the point that I'm trying to make is being truthful to yourself about, how does this pose feel? Am I okay in this pose? Am I okay in this flow? Am I hurting? Things like that. And actually, because you practice it and you're truthful to yourself, that helps you with the physical practice as well, like on more on that, right? So if you're only focused on that, it still helps you, even if you don't want to bring it outside of the yoga mat, if that makes sense. It will still help you there, just to not injure yourself, to know what you're doing, hopefully, or at least get to know what you're doing, together, practicing that together with ahimsa, right, that we discussed before, which is nonviolence, right? And together with the others that we're going to discuss, they all have, I'd say, the physical level layer as well, right? Strictly on the mat, let's say.
Yeah, I fully agree. If you can't handle the truth and if you deny it, you will also cut yourself short of advancing in a physical practice of yoga, because if you want to jump to a more difficult series of poses when you haven't mastered the ones that you are currently doing fully, then you're deceiving yourself and you're not practicing satya. And I see this in some yoga students that say, "Oh, are we doing this again? But I'm so bored. And I'm like, but can you do it? Are you fully aligned? Are you Shtirasukham Asanam in that pose? Are you, that's one of the Yoga Sutras. Does this pose feel comfortable and steady for you? Are you at ease in it? Are you able to sustain it, to sustain it for at least 5 full breaths? Are you? Meh, not really. All right, so then what is it with you trying to conquer a more difficult pose? How about you master the basics first, See the truth, see exactly where you are, and be honest with yourself about it. And only afterwards, once you've mastered the basics, can you go to more difficult poses or discuss about more complex things? Because at this stage that you're at, let's admit it and realize that it's probably some more work to be done at this very stage. And afterwards, but let's be truthful about it. So.
But then in this instance, what I'd say, I guess, is you recognize that maybe you're not great in that pose and you need to practice more. But that is with other truths, so it wouldn't be like a singularity. But that means that you're kind of it might make you uncomfortable, right? Because it will be like, okay, so I'm not great, and I need to spend some more time practicing this that is already, let's say, tiring or whatever, right? Because there's or challenging, or because there's a reason why you're not great, so to speak. You just need more practice, and that practice can be uncomfortable, maybe to a certain degree at times. And then you admitting the truth and acting on it puts you in an uncomfortable place, potentially. And we all know we're creatures of comfort, right? So.
That's the challenge. That's the challenge. And this is where yoga intervenes and meddles with our way of being and our attitudes, and our own existence to make us better humans, honestly. I know it sounds super exaggerated and maybe I'm using big words, but it's what yoga is there for, to make us better, to enhance us, to improve us, to grow us. So, yeah. It's not difficult admitting one's truth, but that is Satya. So.
I'd say for the people listening that are like, oh, they're going into this tangent, yoga is doing all these things, whatever. I'd say, guys, give it a try, because if you recall from our previous episodes, or I think it was even our first episode when I was talking about how I got into yoga and how I perceived yoga before going into yoga, I was completely not against it, but totally an unbeliever, so to speak. I was like, come on, no.
This can't be.
No, for sure, no. And I absolutely not only understand but agree with you now. So what I would say to people that are like, whatever, I'd say just give it a try, stick with it. Don't just go for 2 days or whatever, 2 sessions and be like, nah, this is not, No, stick with it, be consistent. And, come back in a year or two and, let us know how you feel, right? And let us, it's, I would love to have that conversation with someone, 2 years of, let's say, consistent yoga and be like, yeah, nothing's changed for me. Absolutely nothing's changed for me. I don't think that's possible.
That's all there is to it, really, isn't it? You just need to show up and give it a chance. Give it a go, if it's not it it was not if it was not the right practice for you, and if you don't feel it, then just do, I don't know, 2 or 3 others more, and eventually you will come across a style that fits you, a yoga instructor, a yoga teacher that suits you, with whom you can have chemistry. Yeah, so just give it a go. That's how yoga is, and that's how it will help you if you give it a chance and if you just show up.
And as we said in other episodes as well, it helps you in ways that you can't know before you do it. It's like that. You just don't know. You just do it, and at some point, if you have like a okay, stop, let me look back to where I was, let's say 2 years ago, right? You kind of start realizing, oh, okay, I focus better. Oh, okay, I'm not so annoyed all the time. Oh, okay, I react different, And it's like you don't even notice it, but it just makes you overall a better person. And yeah, as I said, you don't know what it will, what it will help you with before you actually start doing it. And that's individual, right? It's a journey of self-discovery. So that will be for you to determine at a later stage.
No, the effects are there and you will sense them, you will feel them for sure. You just need to have a little faith and put your trust in the yoga teacher that's in front of you. And if that's experience didn't turn out to be okay, then have some trust and some faith into a different one. And after two or three such instances, you will for sure reap some fruits of your practice, and have some benefits. That's how it is.
Yeah, and I think that goes for everything, right? So you kind of have to, whatever you're learning or whatever you practice, let's say even if you go to have a PT, right, or something, it needs to be someone that you connect with to a certain degree, otherwise it's not going to work. So it's the same. It's yeah, you need to find what works for you, but I think in all instances yoga works.
Yeah. Yes, it does. So give it a try.
Yeah, exactly. I don't know, Monica, anything else you wanted to mention about Satya for our episode today?
No, I think that's all from me. I think that in 2024, in us being contemporary with this day and age, we need to really assess what works best for us and the circumstance that we are in, and adapt the concept of satya into the current world and into the society we live in. So just know that it's perfectly acceptable to be mindful of the truth. You owe the truth to yourself, you owe the truth to your loved ones, but be sure you don't do any harm when mentioning it. So that's the only thing I wanted to add and conclude.
So ahimsa and satya, yeah, no harm,
Yeah.
tell the truth.
Sure.
All right, guys, that was us today. Remember, stay kind, and we'll see you next time with a new episode. Bye, guys.